Côté anglais.
Have we started? Mr. Chris.
Yes, Mr. Peter.
Mr. Chris, are we going to be in the studio for this recording of Le Côté Anglais? Are we?
Maybe, Mr. Peter. Maybe.
May is, Mr. Chris. May is, so are we?
No.
Are we going to do this at a distance like last time, Mr. Chris? Are we?
Maybe, Mr. Peter. Maybe.
May is, Mr. Chris. May is, so are we?
No, not exactly. Yes.
Well, is it no or is it yes? What are you talking about? What on earth are you talking about?
Well, I'm talking about what you're talking about. How we are going to do this edition of Le Côté Anglais.
And how are we going to do it, Mr. Chris? How are we going to do it?
With this microphone, Mr. Peter.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah, we have to keep at a social distance. And I'll throw it back.
That's why we are throwing the microphone to each other across this socially distanced open space. Here.
But, Mr. Chris, you must realise that means there'll be this huge thump every time we throw it, you know, and I catch it or you catch it. I'm going to throw it back to you now.
It can't be helped, Mr. Peter. The studio is still out of bounds, but we can still meet up like this.
But what happens if one of us drops it on the... Oh, bugger. I've dropped it, Mr. Chris. Oh, dear.
It's nearer you, Mr. Peter.
All right. No, it isn't. It's nearer you.
Well, I'll step back then.
It's your turn to pick the microphone up.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
Yes, it is too. Yes, it is too. Okay.
That's my line. Okay. Look, this is like working with a four-year-old.
What was that, Mr. Chris?
I said it's like a waterfall, Mr. Peter.
What's like a waterfall, Mr. Chris?
This pandemic, Mr. Peter. This pandemic.
How so, Mr. Chris? How so?
Well, one moment the water is all calm, apparently going nowhere, and then suddenly, whoosh, it throws itself into a future we can't see.
I can see the future, Mr. Chris. I can see it.
You can, Mr. Peter, you can.
Certainly.
It's a good catch, I must say. Please tell Mr. Peter. Illuminate us.
I'm a visionary, Mr. Chris, a visionary.
A missionary?
A visionary. Fizz, like the comic, Mr. Chris.
Fish?
Fizz, are you deaf?
Sorry?
I said... Are you?
Ow.
Sorry, Mr. Chris.
I think you broke the social distance there, Mr. Peter.
Actually, I think we may have broken the microphone, Mr. Chris. It's kind of making weird. It's making weird sounds, Mr. Chris.
Can you mend it?
What, your head? I doubt it. Your head's a real mess, Mr. Chris.
No, Mr. Peter, the microphone. My head is pretty fixed like this permanently.
Okay, Mr. Chris, I'll tell you what I could do. I could try printing it, Mr. Chris. If there's a future 3D printing run in collaboration with BazArt and the Fab Lab, I could try printing it.
Will that be so, Mr. Peter? Will it be so?
It may be, Mr. Chris, it may be.
May is, Mr. Peter. May is. Will it be so?
Not this month, Mr. Chris. We're still deconfining and hurling this microphone back and forth is becoming quite tricky. Okay, are you ready?
Ready.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe we're unwinding.
Unlocking lockdown.
Opening up.
Decompressing, unincarcerating, unfettering, deconstricting, unimpounding and decontrolling.
Speaking of which, do you have any dreams and aspirations for such a time, Mr. Peter?
Yes, Mr. Chris. I would hope to make a recording where we don't have to throw the microphone over these kinds of distances. I don't believe it's good for the instrument, and it's getting increasingly difficult.
And do you think Le Côté Anglais has any dreams and aspirations for such a future time?
Yes, we hope for a time when we can sit in the studio with lovely Lisa and make a recording and then have a lovely cup of coffee at that strange cafe in Caylus.
The one with the ice cream.
The one with the ice cream and the funny witch symbols. That one.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Do you see a new world dawning or an old world yawning?
Mr. Chris, what I see is a world that I hope will turn for the better after all these terrible times that we've had, but I'm completely unsure of exactly what's going to happen. And most of us are, aren't we? In fact, I'm not even sure you're going to catch the microphone when I throw it back.
Are you an optimistic pessimist or a pessimistic optimist?
I'm a pessimistic pessimist, Mr. Chris. That seems to me the best thing to be, because you're never disappointed.
So, do you think we've said enough, Mr. Peter?
Most certainly we have, Mr. Chris, because I'm getting tired out hurling this thing about.
Then we should choose a piece of music, Mr. Peter.
Something uplifting, positive and hopeful, Mr. Chris. Not
Leonard Cohen, then.
It happens, Mr. Chris. I really like Leonard Cohen.
Yeah, I miss him. Miss him badly.
Me too. Poor fella's dead.
Thank you so much for your warm hospitality this evening. We are so grateful to play for you. I heard that. Thank you so much, friends. We're so privileged to be able to gather in moments like this when so much of the world is plunged in darkness and chaos. So, ring the bells that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. The birds, they sang at the break of day. Start again, I seem to hear them say. Do not dwell on what has passed away or what is yet to be. Yeah, the wars, they will be fought again. Love is never free. Ring the bell that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. The light gets in. We asked for signs, and the signs were sent. The birth betrayed, the marriage spent. Yeah, the widowhood of every single government. Signs for all to see. I can't run no more with that lawless crowd. While the killers in high places say their prayers out loud. but they've summoned up a thundercloud, and they're gonna hear from me. The bell that still can ring. Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack, a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. The sum. You can strike up the march on your little broken drum. Every heart to love will come. But like a refugee, ring the bell that still.
Stand up bass and the electric bass, our musical director.
Oscar Beck. Thank you so much for your kind attention. We'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you, friends.